Collectively, the current outstanding balance of student loans in the United States is astronomical, over $1.6 trillion. The magnitude of that number has struck fear into the hearts of many Americans and continues to do so, as it is cited on a nearly daily basis on the pages of top newspapers. So too has the rising cost of college, a burdensome, if not financially crippling, expense for students and families across the socioeconomic spectrum. Or at least it seems that way, doesn't it? It seems that way because that is the story you're being told. Newspapers and the cable news shows have made a habit of telling the horror stories about student loans. After all, these are the stories that get the most eyeballs. But the reality is completely different. It's not that stories you're hearing in media are lies. It's simply that they are outliers. To see the full picture, we need to look past the horror stories experienced by the few and turn our focus to the success stories revealed by the data. Understanding the trade-offs. I spent the first several years of my career researching the economics of higher education more broadly in an attempt to reconcile this widely accepted narrative with the evidence. My work confirmed that both the cost of college and the amount of debt that students are taking on are accelerating. But also, student debt is a pretty powerful tool that can help people afford college who wouldn't otherwise be able to go. And it turns out that despite the scary price tag, college is, for the most part, worth it. This notion that college is worth it is implicitly endorsed by policymakers, yet simultaneously rejected in our collective rhetoric around student debt. It's long been a national objective to put more and more students in and through college each year. We all know on some level, at least intuitively, that college is worth it. If it weren't, our nation wouldn't spend several tens of billions of dollars annually to encourage enrollment. If it weren't, politicians wouldn't be constantly trumpeting their plans to increase college enrollment rates, and policymakers, advocates, and practitioners wouldn't constantly be seeking new ways to get more and more people access to education after high school. If college didn't pay, it'd hardly be worthy of so much effort. And yet, while we all celebrate the promise of college as the path to upward mobility, the ticket to more productive and prosperous lives, there is a simultaneous outrage over the price tag and a belief that students who borrow to pay for their degrees have been victimized by the system. It is precisely the dissonance between these two simultaneously held views that has motivated me to learn more and help others better understand the economics of education after high school. It seems to me that it's necessary to reconcile these conflicting sentiments, at least individually, so that aspiring students and their families can make sound decisions about how much to spend and if, where, and when to enroll in college. And it almost goes without saying that without reconciling these conflicting notions, we cannot craft policy that works toward the greater goal of improving the welfare of all Americans.